Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're on air with Adam Samuel. Joy 94.9.
Hello, mate. Yeah, how's it going? You all right?
Good. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm just up early this morning to do a load of interviews and just sat by the swimming pool in Mallorca Spain.
That sounds like a very hard life.
Just waiting, I'm just hoping breakfast doesn't end any soon. I want breakfast.
So are you a resident at the moment in Spain?
No. I'm just in the middle of 12 gigs abroad.
The European summer festival season, hey?
Well, yeah, I've got 50 gigs this summer.
Wow, 50 gigs? That's insane.
Yeah, sort of every other day, probably three times a week at the moment.
That's incredible. And I guess, you know, when it comes to European summer, I lived on and off for 3 years in Paris, so going down to Ibiza, you know, in the summertime, chilling out the festivals there is always a huge time of the year, I imagine. Are you heading down that way as well?
I played there last night. And I'm now in Mallorca where I've got a gig, and then Croatia tomorrow, and then France and Scotland, back to the UK for a day for an MTV gig, then Montenegro, then Ibiza, Mallorca again next week, and then I think Benicassine, Valencia, and Cyprus, and these are just all in a row.
Well, you know, if you do need an emergency radio jock/voiceover artist to just wander around with you, then, you know, my passport's ready, just give me a call, because that sounds insane. Hey, I've got to say a big congratulations on your forthcoming album, which actually is released tomorrow, Live Life Living. We've been playing the track One More Day, Stay With Me here on Joy for the past few days, and the reception we've got from it is amazing. You sort of shaped the music, the style of the track One More Day. It's a little bit different to what you came out with last time. If we go back to, say, Change the Way You Kiss Me or Stay Awake, your tone has changed a little bit.
Yeah, my new album, this fifth album, I just wanted to mix it up a bit, and I wanted to make something a bit more inspired by the 90s.
We're generally around the same age, so was the 90s for you sort of like, you know, chilling at home, listening to the different dance and house? Because I know that your background originally is you started rapping.
Yeah, I mean, at school I was very much into rap because it was kind of like black music culture was the most dominant thing at school. So I kind of started rapping to fit in and, you know, so people would accept me and think I was cool. and I don't know whether that happened or not. Yeah, I mean, I think the Prodigy probably, because I actually had their first album Experience. At the time, I remember just thinking, what the hell is this? I've not really heard anything like it. But when they brought out Experience, it was kind of Prodigy would kind of do their whole take on what was out there and, you know, say the acid house movement and, you know, Big Beat and so on. And
Melbourne's most uplifting station, Joy 94.9.
What's the inspiration for you, or how do you see your current, where you've come from to where you're heading as a progression thing, like for you as an artist that's continuously developing and growing?
I've enjoyed working with different producers, and, you know, I can get a lot from different producers sometimes, because on this fifth album, it's the first time where I can actually say, you know, four or five tracks I've had a hand in producing, whereas in the past, you know, I owe a lot to the people I worked with as much as myself, because I've always been like, you know, the vocal, the songwriter, or the rapper, or the singer. And it's been interesting on this album actually having a hand in the production. But I think, whereas my first album wasn't successful at all, it was like a hip-hop album with like probably 50 samples on there. I didn't really know how to write a song. I didn't really know what I was doing. It was kind of a bit of a mess. And then my second album...
But isn't that what mixing songs is all about?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's just about, you know, like, learning from your mistakes. And, like, sometimes they're not even mistakes. I think that's why I have no regrets, because everything I've done has been for a reason. And occasionally you do something that doesn't work for you. And then when you try something mad, something then works for you, you know, and you go, okay, this is what I should do. And I think that was what happened on my second album, Won't Go Quietly. And they kickstart. And originally I sang the chorus because I wanted someone else to demo the vocal, you know, to actually end up singing it. And then when I played it to the record label, my manager, they said, you've got an interesting singing voice. You've got a unique voice. You should sing this. And I was like, no, but I'm a rapper. I'm not a singer. And they were like, no, you have to sing. And it was this sort of kickstart, which was, you know, really successful for me all over the world. I then had the confidence to sing most of the way through on Change the Way You Kiss Me. And obviously that was like my biggest song at the time that came out and got me global attention.
That was heavily rap based wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I've always had a sort of great opportunity to kind of jump between genres and jump between rapping and singing.
Uplifting, informing, empowering. Joy 94.9.
Just like to say congratulations on your year anniversary a couple of months ago. How's married life treating you?
Yeah, it's all good, man. It's pretty much the same as it was before we got married.
Hi, honey, love you. Have to take off to the Spanish coast. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
To be honest, Erin comes a lot with me. She comes away with me.
I'll let you go and enjoy the sunshine and the breakfast and the poolside before your next interview kicks in. Just going to make one more mention, one more day. Stay with me. The new single is out now. Live Life Living is out tomorrow here in Australia. Head to iTunes. Example, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to have a chat with us here. And next time you're down under here in Australia in Melbourne, don't be a stranger. Come past, say hi, and have some breakfast radio fun with us. What do you say?
Okay, mate. Definitely. Thank you.
You're on air with Adam Samuel. Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.